Good afternoon. We're thankful to God to be back here. Daniel chapter 3. Go ahead and turn over there right quick. We're going to go into that lesson this afternoon. Daniel chapter 3. Daniel, we had 5 baptisms on this morning. Wonderful, wonderful start of the day. Amen. So we're grateful that the power is still in the gospel. Men and women are yet obeying the gospel, however. Tonight, this afternoon, I want to speak from the subject, in the midst of the fire. In the midst of the fire. Yeah, you know, I have lived life for 7 years now, and I know that I've had to go through some things. And I know that we're going to have to go through some things. And so this lesson, I have, hopefully will encourage you to know that number one, there's some things you got to do before the fire. Some things you got to know before the fire. There's a preparation necessary before the fire. And then you got to know when you're in the fire that you're in the midst of the fire. So in Daniel chapter 3, the Bible says there in Daniel 3, and starting at verse 8, we started verse 8 for the sake of time. Let's go there, verse 8. We got to do some reading this evening, but you may want to be making some points. These first few points is before your fire. When I say fire, I mean your trial, your troubles, your situations that you're going to have to go through. This is called life. You're going to have to go through some things in this life. So hopefully this lesson will bless you. Daniel 3 and the verses number 8, the book says what?
Wherefore at that time Wherefore, certain Chaldeans came near and accused the Jews.
Okay, read.
They spake and said to the king Nebuchadnezzar, O king, live forever.
Yes.
Thou, O king, hast made a decree that every man that shall hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music shall fall down and worship the golden image.
Now you can look at this as Satan. Satan has an army. Anything other than God is of the devil. So in life, you can't live life as if the devil is not real. Satan is as real as God is. Hell is real as heaven is. We're in a spiritual warfare. Get ready. You're going to go in a fire. So where's the lesson saying that he's already saying, you're going to worship me. And whosoever fall not down, there will be consequences, he says. Satan is saying there will be consequences that He should be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. I'm going to cast you where there's pain is at. In the midst of that fiery furnace should be painful experience for anyone who has not God in his life. He is not our friend. The devil is not on our side. He wants us in the midst of the fire without God. He knows there will be pain inflicted. When one lives life without God, they live the life without meaning. Listen to the Bible.
There are certain Jews whom thou hast set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded thee. They serve not thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up.
The devil ought to know you're not his child. By the way you've lived, what you've talked, and the way you've done yourself. So before the fire, the devil ought to know you're not on his team. He ought to know you're against him. Amen. Listen to the Bible.
Then Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Yeah.
Then they brought these men before the king.
Go ahead.
Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Do not ye serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up?
Remember, you're going to get questioned. Your faith is going to be challenged in this life. What do you believe? What do you believe and why? This is something we got to be ready for. Because when we get in the midst of the fire, you don't want to get in the midst of the fire, don't know what you believe. You got to know what you believe and who you believe in. And listen to him now. Now, if that be ready.
What time you hear the sound of the cornet.
I'm going to test you to see if you really believe you believe. If you be ready at the time when the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut,
psaltery,
dulcimer,
and all kinds of music,
he said, Satan is going to give you opportunity to worship him just like he did Jesus. He went and tempted Jesus. The tempter going to come in your life, and he's going to give you a chance to make a choice between you, him or God. You got a choice. Like every day, Satan will give you a chance to serve him. You don't have to worry about that. He's going to give you the opportunity to serve him. Listen to the Bible.
Worship the image which I have made.
Yeah, read on.
Well, but if ye worship not, ye shall be cast the same hour in the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you?
And so then he said, who going to take you out of this situation? You know, some of y'all done got yourself in a situation, and you don't know how you're going to get out of the situation. And Satan is saying, because you have not obeyed God, because you're not putting God first, you're going through a situation, and you, who know who's in control? He is, and he's making you question God. Listen to the Bible now.
Shadrach and Abednego.
Now here they are.
They said to the king.
Now they done been challenged by the devil. They done been challenged by the king. And then they says this.
O Nebuchadnezzar. We are not careful to answer thee in this matter.
Now notice this. He says now, Shadrach, who is that God that going to deliver you? So number one, before the fire, you got to know that you're in a spiritual battle. Number two, before the fire, you better know God. You need to know God. You need to know him. That means you've been baptized, you're a Christian, and you know God, you have a relationship with him, you are actually talk to God. Then you know God. What you got to know? You got to know you're in a spiritual warfare, number one. Before the fire, the war is on. Number two, you got to know who your God is. Amen. Read on.
If it be so,
yeah.
Our God whom we serve is now able to deliver us from the...
Go back to verse 16. I want to get that. We are not careful. Y'all see that? He said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answer. So when you're in challenge, you got to know who God is, and you got to also have an answer. You should not be, you should be walking by faith. You should not be wavering in your faith. Before the fire, you need to have a solid foundation. Yo, my faith is built on a solid foundation. We walk by faith, and we walk by, not by our sight, but by faith, don't we? Our faith, and without faith, it's impossible to please God. You got to believe. What you cannot be wavering. Well, you know, I don't know if God going to get me out of this one. No, you got to have 100% belief that God is able. Their belief was not God was going to do it. Their belief was God was able. Y'all follow what I'm saying? So before the fire, you got to know God and you got to believe in God. Amen. Look what he said. We are not careful to answer thee
in this matter. If it be so.
If it be so. Now, and so before the fire, you can't operate on your will. You got to operate on the will of God. You know, sometimes we want God to get us out of the fire because we want out of the fire, and we want him to operate on our will. Before the fire, you got to live so you know life is going to send us tragedy. It's going to send us trauma. It's going to send us difficult decisions under difficult circumstances. But you got to know, like Jesus did, we are doing the will of who? Of God. So I'm saying, y'all, you got to know you're in a spiritual warfare. You got to know you. You got to know God. You got to know he will deliver you. That's a faith thing. You need to have a for sure answer. Because without faith, it is impossible to please God. So you got to be like Sarah. We are not careful. We know how to answer this question. That is not a challenge to my faith. I know my God is able. Yeah. If it be so.
Our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace.
Yeah.
And he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king.
Now, is God bigger than the devil? Yeah. Better believe it. Is God bigger than your situation? Yeah. Is he bigger than your trial? Yeah. Is he bigger than the fire? Yeah. Amen. Is he bigger than the mountain you're trying to climb? Yeah. Is he big? God is big. He's bigger than anything. And you have to know, no matter what I'm going through, God is able. Amen.
Amen.
Now, see, now he says.
But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up.
So you got to be, this is the next one, got to be number five. You got to be serving. Romans 12:1, get that for me. You don't just serve God on Sunday morning. See how them Sunday morning folk, they not here. They ain't going to be ready for the fire, I'm going to tell you. Because Christians who serve God are not Sunday morning only Christians. You follow what I'm saying? They serving God daily. Notice Romans chapter 12 and verse 1, the Bible says what?
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice.
Yeah. Now he said you present what?
Your body.
Your body. We present our bodies to God, a living sacrifice. What?
Holy.
Acceptable unto God.
Which is your reasonable service.
We serving. It's a reasonable service to serve God. And so before the fire, you need to know it's a spiritual fight. You need to know God for yourself. You need to have a spiritual relationship. You need to walk by faith, have a for sure answer, and know you serving God every day of your life. Every day you serve God. You don't just turn on serving him on Sundays. You serve him every day. Then he says, then when Nebuchadnezzar was full of fury,
and the
form of his visage, his countenance changed, his facial expression changed, was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spake
and commanded that they should heat the furnace.
That he didn't like the response. The devil never's going to like our response when we stand with God. So it makes him upset. Command, he said, now I'll tell you what, you heat the fire,
heat the furnace
seven times more.
And
let me tell you, let me say something to all of us. The devil is not going to make it easy. He's not going to make it easy. He's going to give us seven times hotter situation. He want us to perish. He want us to fail. And you got to know that when you go up against Satan, you are going up against power. You are going up against individuals that you must be guarded against. In Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 10, Paul said, finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. He said, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to
stand against.
See, these guys are armored up. They're ready to take the stand against Satan. Shadrach and them are ready to take the stand. And I'm saying to you, before the fire, you got to put the armor on. You can't get in the fire and then start trying to put armor on. You got to be ready for what's coming. Holla Heights, it's coming. Something's coming in your life. It's going to be a furnace. It's going to be a fire. It's going to be seven times worse than what you thought. And he's prepared for you to fail. But you must be prepared to win. What do he say?
And he commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and to cast him into the burning fiery furnace.
Now go over there and get Ephesians 6:10 for me, where I quoted. Because I want verse 12 after that. Go start at verse 10, though. Listen to this.
Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord.
That's it. Keep reading.
And in the power of his might.
Yeah.
Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
This is preparation before the fire. Y'all with me? You got to put the armor on before the fire. And that's what I'm saying. And then he said in verse 11, that you may be able to stand against the wild devil. Verse 12.
For we wrestle not against flesh.
Watch the power. They understand this. In the midst of the fire, before the fire, you got to know what you're up against. And he said, for we wrestle not against
flesh and blood.
This is not a fight between you and somebody else.
But against principalities
against powers
against
rulers of darkness, and
against
spiritual wickedness in high places. Brothers and sisters, as human beings, we can't win this spiritual battle without God. That's what I'm trying to get us to see. The devil is powerful, and he's tearing up lives. He's tearing up homes. He tore up marriages. He's tearing up churches. Because there are men and women who are in the midst of the fire. They didn't know God before the fire. They didn't serve God before the fire. They have no answer by faith. They don't know what they're up against. They took a chance, and you're going to lose every time when you fight against Satan. Powerful God. Here they are, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He commanded a mighty army to bind them. Notice he's going to bind them up. You know where they're going to tie them up. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, verse 20.
And he commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and to cast them into the burning fiery furnace.
He's going
to
bring his best at us. He's not going to send no weak ones. He's going to send the best strong army to bind us, to tie us in our situation. Let me tell y'all something. Satan wants us to die in our sins. And then the Bible said, then these men were bound. Nobody, he didn't give them a chance. They didn't take off their clothes or anything. They just grabbed them because the king commanded. He bound them in their coats. And what else?
Their hosen.
Their hosen.
And their hats.
Hat, yeah.
And their other garments.
Other garments.
They were cast into the midst cast of the burning fire.
And they just get ready to throw them right in the midst of the fiery furnace. Notice what happened.
Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent and the furnace exceeding hot, the flame of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Notice that. Now, when God is with you, at the time that Satan started trying to take you down, God starts to move. What are you saying, Brother Brooke? Before the war, before the fire, before you get thrown in, when Satan is approaching you, you got to be like Job. When Satan approached God about Job, God said, he said, have you considered? Now, God is stepping in the picture with these guys. Have you considered my servant Job? And the devil said, no, you got a hedge on him. In other words, you're going to protect him. I got the fire ready. I got the furnace 7 times hotter, and he's getting ready to throw him in there, and God done stepped in the situation already. You don't get to throw my children in no fiery furnace unless I say you can do it. Amen. That's called the permissive will of God. When you've been sealed by the Holy Spirit of promise, be baptized, you receive the Holy Spirit, Ephesians 1:13, you are sealed and protected. Amen. So they got sealed. They're protected. They're hedged. They can walk up to the fire tied up. Amen. And the men who walked up there took them up there to the fire. And the fire burnt them, so God is already retaliating. Amen. Say, you don't touch one of mine. The same fire you're going to take them out with, I'm going to wipe your army out, Satan. He can't win. Preach, Brother Brooks, I am. He can't win. That's why I'm a child of God. I'm so happy I'm a child of God. I ain't never left the Lord. I don't miss worship service. You hear me? Amen. You should be able to say that. Amen, amen somebody. Amen. I'm a child of God. I'm somebody. And when God got you back, he sure enough got you. Well, this is good preaching, Brother Stroud. It's a good preaching right here. You like it too? Yeah, me too. I'm in verse number
23.
Oh, right here. I knew it was going to get good down here. I just know when things start getting good to me. Start thinking about how people, I think about in my life, when you thought people had you, and everybody looking thought they had you, and they were dogging you. Amen. And you were shook up. Ain't no doubt they see that furnace. No doubt Shadrach and them see that fire. They know what could happen. But they trusting in God. Sometimes you know what could happen. You know what's about to happen. You may know what may happen, but you got to know that God is able. You got to know God can do what he's going to do. God can protect you. God can get you through. You got to know that.
Amen. Amen.
When you're close to the fire. When you're close to the fire, and you know something to go down, you got to know God got you back. That's good right there. I ain't finished, though. Let's get some water. That's some good stuff.
And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down, bound into the midst.
Now, y'all know the soldiers who were trying to throw them in there are dead, right? They tied up and bound. So when you get ready to go into a situation, sometimes God let you fall right on into the furnace. They didn't push them in there. They fell into the furnace. But God can let you go through some things to prove who he is. Sometimes we go through some trials because God let us into it. He allowed us to go through the trial. He wants you to feel it. He know you're going through some pressures. He know what it is. But he want to know, are you going to step in there by faith? Do you trust me? Do you understand? Trials dark on every hand. We may not understand how God going to lead us to that blessed promised land. He'll guide us by his side. We'll follow till we die. And then sometimes we say we understand it all better. He said, Lord, why me? Why not you? See, what they said, you didn't hear the Shadrach. Lord, why us? Why not them? Why not? God had a point to prove. Amen. And he had to let them go on into the fire to prove it. Sometimes we got to go through some stuff. You got to go through some things like you. Oh, Lord, deliver me. Not, a lot of times, Lord, let fall right on into the furnace, because then God can say, now you know who your God is. Yeah. Man, come on.
Then Nebuchadnezzar, the king, was astonished.
He was what?
Rose up in haste.
He was what? Astonished.
And rose up in haste.
And he got up.
And said unto his
getting up pretty upset, isn't he? Notice what he says.
Did not we catch three men bound in the midst of the fire?
Now, so let me make sure I give you all my points, because I don't want to. I always tell my ministerial student, your best thoughts is on your piece of paper. So I don't want to miss it. Is it spiritual? Y'all got that point? Before the fire. It's a spiritual warfare. You got to know God. You got to, number three, know he will deliver you. You got to have an answer. You got to be sure. In other words, you cannot be careful. You got to have faith that's 100% in God and not in you. Next, you got to be serving God before the fire. You got to armor up before the fire. If not, God don't bring you through like you think he do. You operate on God's will, not yours. That's why they say, if he don't. See, God is not going to always deliver you the way you want to be delivered. He's not going to always get you out of jail when you got yourself in jail and you want right out of jail. But you got to accept the will of God for your life. Whatever your situation is, that's God's will. He could have got you out of it. He could have kept you from falling in the furnace, but he allowed it to do it. Operate on God's will and not yours. No Satan, will bring his force, it's going to be a spiritual force, an army. He's going to heat it up, the furnace. His army will be mighty. His army will bound you in your situation. Some of you are bounded by your drug addiction, your alcohol addiction, your sexual addiction, your whatever addiction or whatever you got going on in your life, your habitual liar, or your habitually late, or habitually missing church, or always in and out, flip-flopping, you in the Lord and out of the Lord, in the Lord and out of the Lord, backsliding, starting. And you can be faithful. You ought to quit at it. I pray God help me to be strong. No, you can be stronger. You got to get ready. Quit making excuses. I know if I can do it, you can do it. What do you mean by that, brother? From the time I got baptized, I've been going to morning, evening, and Bible classes. You should be able to say that. At some point, you can just stop being late. Stop not worshiping. Stop not coming to Bible class. And stop making a bunch of excuses. It's quiet now. Because I'm trying to say you're getting ready to go into the fire. And a lot of people fall because they didn't prepare. They were not ready. They were not pre-fire conditioned. They weren't ready. Satan's always ready. Now, I'm at the last point. He said this.
Did not we?
They fell in. Now they're in the midst, or in, meaning in the middle of the furnace. Which means the furnace was big enough where they could see them in the middle of it. They were in the midst of the fiery furnace. You can see the flame. You can see everything going on. They fell into their bound, locked down because they couldn't move. But now Nebuchadnezzar starts to look, and he says,
"Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished and rose up in haste and spake and said unto his counselors, Did not we catch three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, True, O king. He answered and said, Lo.
No. He said, he looks. So he said, astonished. Like, wow, what's going on? Did we throw three of them bound, tied up in the midst of that fire? And they said, yeah, king, we tied them up. They couldn't move on their own. We had full control of their life. And they fell on in there. And then he says,
Lo, I see four men loose.
That's four. Then we put three in there. See, God is starting to make some delusional things going. Man, God can mess up a joker when he starts messing with his children. Amen. When God come on the scene, when your enemy come at you, when God get through with them, they run seven different ways. When God is with these men right now, and the king is trying to understand what's going on. And then he says, what?
I see four men loose.
I know you do.
In the midst of the fire.
Uh-huh.
And they have no hurt.
Uh-huh.
And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God.
Now you're in the fire. The point I'm making here is that no one, if you prepare, if you pre-fire ready, once you're in the fire, God is right there in the fire with you. Amen. When you're walking through some trial, God is with you. When you're going through some storms, God is with you. That's if you prepare. Thank you, Jesus. It don't matter what I'm going through, no matter how much it's hurting, or how painful it may be, sometimes it can be hotter than anything else. But because God is with me, everything's going to be all right.
Amen.
Then he says,
Then Nebuchadnezzar came near the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spake and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, ye servants of the Most High God, come forth and come hither.
Yeah. Then Shadrach. Now, don't think because you're in your storm, the devil ain't going to stop trying. He said he started talking to him.
Then Shadrach, Meshach,
and Abednego. Now, he's starting to acknowledge that there's something going on with this person, with their relationship with God, that God, he said, come forth. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth in the midst of the
fire.
In the midst of the fire, say they come forth. They still, now they're in control. Now, they went in bound, but when God got in there with them, he loosed them from their situation.
Amen.
They walking around in the midst of the fire now, loose. They were tied up, remember? They loose, man. When God get in your life, he can loose you from the addiction. He can loose you from your situation. He can loose you from whatever it is that's bounding you. God can loose you.
Amen.
Well, God is good. Yeah. Then he says,
And the princes, governors, and captains, and the king's counselors being gathered together saw these men, upon now, whose bodies the fire had no power.
Now, I want y'all to understand something. When you're going through your trouble, folk are looking. People are watching. There's an audience. You got to know that when you're going through a storm or a trial, God is with you. God is going to loose you. God is going to protect you. And others going to see that God is your God. They're going to look at you and they say, Johnny, how is it that he going through that like that? You know, some people fall apart and leave the church. And then they call you know, brother, I was just going through a lot of things. I had to get my head together. No, what happened? What you mean? You leave God? What? What did people see? When you was in your storm, when you were going through battles, you left the God you believed in. What are you saying? We can influence others by going through our storm, knowing who we are in the midst of a fire. You know you sealed. You know your heads. And you know when other people see you, they're going to say, man, where you go to church? Man, I'm a member of the Church of Christ in Hollow Heights. Why? Lives around you can change. Because you were pre-fire prepared. Then he says,
saw these men upon whose bodies the fire had no power, nor was an hair of their heads singed, neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of fire had passed on them.
If that ain't a sealed situation, I don't know what it is. That's Job's hedge. Holy Spirit is your seal. Once you get baptized, like them young people got baptized in the morning, they got a seal around them. And no matter what you go through spiritually, Satan can't hurt you. That, I'm not saying you're not going to have some difficulties in this life. This is a physical life. But spiritually, Satan can't hurt you if you stay with God. Amen. Amen, somebody. It don't matter what you go through. Satan cannot hurt you. You just stay in the seal. Stay, live right, live for God, and God's going to bless you. Then he says,
then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who had sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him, and had changed the king's word and yielded their bodies that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own God.
Mm-hmm. Read on.
Therefore, I make a decree that every people, nation, and language which speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made a dunghill, because there is no other God that can deliver after this sort. Amen.
See, all they had to do was live the life, and they changed the life of people around them. See, some of us cannot reach our friends and family loved ones. You want to know why? We ain't pre-fire prepared. When we pre-fire for prayer, God can send us through a fire and win souls while he's doing it. Other people can say, man, your God is able. Man. That's how we win our friends and family. Not by missing worship. Not by putting God on the back burner. We win friends and family by being faithful during the most difficult times of our life. We still hold on to God's unchanging hands. And listen to the Bible. If he closed, he says what?
Then the king promoted Shadrach, now, Meshach, and Abednego now, into the province of Babylon.
Okay, what I talk about? Pre-fire prepared, correct? Then when you get into the fire, who's with you? God. Who's going to loose you? God. Who's going to deliver you? God. Who's going to protect you? God. Can the fire touch you? No. Can it touch your hair? No. Will it burn you? No. Will you smell like it? No. Why? Because you are protected. And then in the end, you're going to get a promotion. Because God's going to say, well done, that good and faithful servant. These men got promoted. And I'm telling you, I'm saying to all of us, if we are pre-fire prepared, we know we are warning, we are in a spiritual warfare. We know God. We know we serve him. We serve him every day. We're living for him. Amen, somebody. We're ready. We got our armor on. We're against the wiles of the devil. We're protected. We got a shield of faith. Amen. The gospel on our feet. Prayer power. We got the Holy Spirit of promise. We seal. And in the end, we'll walk through life and we'll come down the end of life. We'll be like Paul. Paul said, you know what? The time of my departure is at hand. I want y'all to know something about me, though. I have fought a good fight. Paul was ready, wasn't he? I have kept the faith. And I have finished my course. Paul was prepared. He had pre-fire conditions that got him ready. When he got into the fire, they tried to kill him. Paul made it through life, gave God glory, and in the end, he said this. Since time out of parties at hand, I fought a good fight, kept the faith, I finished my course. Henceforth, there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness. But you know, Paul laid this part on. He said, not me only, but all them that love his appearing. Isn't that good? Man, I'm glad he put me in that promotion rank. Yeah, man, Paul said, I'm going to get my crown. I'm going to get mine one day. I like that song, man's a robe and crown. I like the last verse. I'm going to trade my earthly home for a better one, bright and fair. Christ left to prepare a mansion for his children in the air. I'll join him in that land where tears nor sorrows can be found. When I receive my promotion, my mansion, my robe, and my crown, I'm going to get it one day, man, somebody. Oh, that's good. Well, I don't know about y'all, but I like this stuff. I like the idea that I'm prepared. I'm pre-fire ready. I'm ready. How many of y'all say you're pre-fire ready? Pre-fire. You got it together? Can y'all give me the points I made? What's one of them? Pre-fire condition. No? No, it's a what? Spiritual? Warfare. Number two, no God. Number three, have an answer by faith. Be not careful. Be 100% believe in God. What else? Serve him daily. What else? Operate on God's will and not your will. What else? Put on your armor. Huh? Before the fire, you got to put on the armor, because your fight is not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness. So when you get bound and loosed in life, bound in life, you're going to get to the furnace. What's going to happen? Could God let you go and fall in? But once you fall in, he loosed you. And once you fall in, he's with you. Once you fall in, he's going to protect you. Once he fall in there, he's going to be with you. He's going to protect you. He's going to loose you. And when their people are looking, they're going to say, I thought we threw. God must be with that child right there. Isn't that good? What else I say then? Get your promotion. Is that what I said? That was good. Ain't nobody going to get no promotion until they leave. See Jesus. Yeah, you got to see. Like I was teaching them kids this morning. You know, when you know when God made it where 10-year-old, 9, 10, 11-year-olds can get it. Grown folk in trouble, man. They in trouble. God made that thing so clear. And I just told them kids how they mama would give them for people. And they could see the picture. How a parent could watch his child get beaten, spit upon, and mocked and slapped. And how God did that. He let his child go through all that. How they whipped him with a whip, and how they beat him brutally. How he had to carry his cross, and how they nailed the nails in his hands and in his feet. When people can see it, that God loved them that much. This is a pre-fire situation. You got to know God gave his son. His son gave his life. He suffered on the cross. This is called the gospel, the good news, that Jesus suffered, bled, and died on the cross of Calvary for you. He hung there for you. He wants you to win. He don't want you to lose the fight. You got to believe that with all your heart. That's a 100% faith thing right there. You got to believe God sent him. You got to believe he died. You got to believe he suffered. You got to believe they took him down. You got to believe they buried it. You got to believe they resurrected him. And when he got up with all power, he said, go in the world, preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth is baptized shall be what? Saved. Those kids understood that this morning, and their mother. And they stood right here in front of me and they said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And I baptized them this morning. And those kids are pre-fire ready. They ready. They pre-fire ready, man. How many of y'all are pre-fire ready? All right, because one day you're going to walk in the midst of the fire. But one thing you don't want to do is get thrown in the fire and God is not with you. Because everything you got on will burn up. Your sins, every hair on your head will be burnt off because you can't win against the devil. Amen. You can't win, brothers and sisters. This is where we put God first. We put him first. The afternoon crowd, you doing it. Put him first. Put him first. If you keep putting God first, everything's going to be all right. Here's what I want you to do. If you're here today and you're not a Christian, we baptized 5 this morning. We can baptize 5 more this evening. Amen, if we need to. If you're here and you haven't been baptized, you're not pre-fried ready, man. You're going to get thrown in the fire. You're not going to be able to handle this thing once you're thrown in there. But so you need to hear the gospel. I've talked to you about that, brother. You believe that with all of your heart. Repent of your sin. Confess Jesus to be the Son of God. Be baptized this night, this afternoon, for the remission of your sins. And the Lord will add you to the church. And he'll walk with you in the fire. He'll be with you. But you got to obey him first. You got to obey him. Amen. You got to obey him. And so I want you to do that. Somebody, you might have been going through. So you said, Brother Brooks, I'm already in the midst of the fire. I know. Maybe you haven't been faithful. Maybe you need to make your confession. Maybe you need to ask God to forgive you. Maybe you need to just get right with God. Because life is going to throw you in some, it's going to throw you in some situations. But have you heard that God can help you? Have you heard that he sent his son? Have you heard that his son died? Have you heard that God said, I'd never leave you nor forsake you? Have you heard about him? Have you given God a chance? Maybe you just need to come home. Maybe you've been gone away from the church too long. And maybe this whole thing, you've been walking in the midst of all by yourself. When God is saying, I'm still standing at your door, knock. You'll just open. I'll come in there with you. I'll step in the fire with you. And everything's going to be all right. I mean, they're good. I want y'all to come. If you need prayer to come, I want you to come. If you need baptism, I want you to come. If you say, I just want to come, Brother Bruce, because I want to thank the Lord because I done went through some stuff and he's been with me. I know he's been with me. It's okay to thank him every once in a while. Y'all not to beg him for everything. Every once in a while, y'all say, thank you, Lord. Is that right? Have y'all heard about him yet? When you come as together, we stand and sing.